All right, we start the entertainment segment today with a story about just a tragic twist of irony. Paul Walker was among his film listings that he's done over the last few years, Fast and Furious series. He was killed in a car crash just north of L.A. Saturday afternoon. And this is what's so sad about it. A buddy of his rolled up in a car apparently that he had recently purchased or that Paul hadn't seen, rolled up in a 2005 Porsche Carrera GT. This friend of his is a former race car driver. They were at a charity event. This guy rolled up and said, "Hey, Paul, you want to go take a ride, you know, take a spin in my new wheels?" And Paul's like, "Well, yeah, let's go." And that was it. Apparently they were speeding, lost control of the car. It slammed into a light pole.
Have you seen a picture of it?
Yeah. There's nothing left of the car. It exploded.
Yeah.
People that were there said that they arrived on scene, emptied five fire extinguishers, trying to put the flames out just enough to where they could get to them. Nothing. They could not get to them. And, of course, the reason that this makes it such an ironic and tragic event is, like I said, he was one of the stars of the Fast and Furious movies.
And the driver was a former race car driver and a friend of Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s, apparently.
Yeah. And so this is, that's a horrible thing. Let's see here. It doesn't say who the other guy was. So anyway, let's see. It says Paul, the Roger Rodas. The event was co-sponsored by Highland, which is owned by former race car driver. Roger is a close friend of Paul's, and Paul was an investor in his businesses and his shops and his charities. And what was bad is Paul was doing a whole bunch of charity work that day.
Yeah, it was for his foundation that raised money for the Philippine victims in the Philippines of the damage there.
And this is going to have some ripple effects. He was in the middle of shooting the seventh installment of Fast and Furious franchise, which, you know, how far can you go with those? You know, not. Anyway, he was in the process of.
How do you write that into the script?
Well, there's no
hopefully,
official
hopefully
word.
Hopefully, you don't write it in as he dies in a crash in the script.
They might. There's no official word on the movie status. The Hollywood Reporter publication says the plan is on delay for production, but not to scrap it altogether. He was also in. There was another film starring Paul about to be released. It's a Hurricane Katrina drama called Hours, which is supposed to be out December 13th. That apparently is still going to be out there. Movies that did very well over the weekend: Catching Fire, the second of the Hunger Games films, brought in another $74.5 million from Friday to Sunday. The highest total for a three-day Thanksgiving weekend ever. And if you count Wednesday to Thursday, it made an additional $35 million, bringing its five-day Thanksgiving weekend haul to $110 million, which is also a record.
It's movies like this that allow the studio to make all the crappy movies that they make the rest of the year.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the bombs here in just a second. Frozen also had a big weekend. It earned $66.7 million from Friday through Sunday, $93 million from Wednesday through Sunday, which is the best debut for a movie ever over Thanksgiving weekend, and it puts it just behind Catching Fire in the all-time list.
I'm sure I'm the last person on the face of the earth to see the original Hunger Games movie.
You haven't seen it yet? It's pretty decent.
I did. I queued it up on Netflix because I needed to see what the big buzz was about for the second one. I didn't like the first one.
Not at all.
The child-on-child violence I found disturbing.
It is disturbing.
And to me, the plot didn't make sense because it's a fight to the death.
Yeah.
So I thought that the alliances that the different players made during the Hunger Games didn't make sense to me. Why not just kill the weaker one sooner rather than later?
Yeah, there's some aspect to that. But, I mean, if you watch Survivor, you know, they hook up with them.
Dumbed down Survivor.
Yeah, they utilize the weaker in order to get what they want. The hot blonde dude in the leather skirt with the big hammer, Thor, He made $11 million over the weekend. That's up to $187 million in the first month. Best Man Holiday is in number fourth at $8.5 million. There's a big drop. And Homefront is a new movie. It debuted at number five.
Now, that's the is that the Jason Statham one, or is that the Christian Bale, Woody Harrelson one? Woody Harrelson one? Both of those movies look like they have similar plots coming out at the same time.
All right, so here are the biggest flops of 2013. Did you see any of these movies?
All right, probably not.
Number 10, The Big Wedding. Did you see that?
No.
It was made for $35 million. It grossed $22
million. Who was in it?
I don't know. R.I.P.D. Now, this was hyped. You saw the previews for it, right?
Yes, uh-huh.
This movie was pushed and pushed and pushed. And looking at the previews, it's like, this
was Ryan Gosling was in this, right?
Ryan Gosling and, what's his name?
I don't remember who the other guy was.
My brain's not working, but
Will Ferrell?
No. Bridges, Jeff Bridges.
Okay.
Jeff Bridges was, and Jeff Bridges was forcing an accent. You know, and it's like, oh,
so you saw it?
No, I just saw the previews and thought, I'm not seeing this. It cost $130 million to make. It made $78 million. Peebles was made for $15 million, grossed $9 million.
Don't Getaway, know what that is.
Never saw it. Getaway, made for $18 million, grossed $10 million. Battle of the Year cost $20 million, grossed $11 million. Broken City was made for $35 million, grossed $19
million. Oh, that's Russell Crowe and one of the Wahlbergs.
It wasn't a bad. It was Mark. It wasn't bad. You know, it wasn't a bad movie. I did see it. Parker. Made for $35 million, gross $17 million.
That's Jason Statham.
That was a Jason Statham, and it was weak. I watched that one. Paranoia, made for $35 million, grossed for $13 million. Bullet to the Head, made $25 million.
That was Sly Stallone, wasn't it?
Yeah, Bullet to the Head, made for $25 million, grossed $9 million. And The Fifth Estate, made $28 million and grossed
only $6 million. That was the Julian Assange movie.
Yep. Oh, well. Boom, 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 boom. Nobody cares about that dirtbag.
I'm amazed that Hollywood doesn't focus more on movies that cost, say, $1 million or two, because that would be cheap by Hollywood standards.
Well, and that's what some of the big producers are saying, is
yet
that because of these flops.
If they can gross $10 million or $15 million,
yep,
isn't still that a home run?
No, yeah. They're all going for the blockbusters.
Well, there's
they all want the next Thor or the next Hunger Games.
There's a lot of talk about the studios opening up their ideas and their wallets to the smaller indie films. All right, and last but not least, something amazing happened in Bismarck, North Dakota. Ron Burgundy showed up on KXMB-TV.
And did an actual news broadcast as Ron Burgundy.
Yes, he co-anchored the local news. It wasn't exactly the most hilarious thing, but he did have a few funny lines, and it was a totally deadpan performance. You can check out the entire broadcast on YouTube.
What reputable news organization would...
I don't know, man.
Maybe a big check was written. Maybe a new news van was provided in exchange for allowing him to do this.
Somebody got paid.
If that's the case, why not put him then on a national news broadcast? Tell me that Ron Burgundy wouldn't draw a bigger rating than Scott Pelley does on a regular night for the CBS Evening News.
Yeah, he might. And you know what? That might be coming.
I don't know. Am I one of the only people that doesn't find Will Ferrell funny?
Yes, you are.
I don't find him funny.
I think he's very funny.
But the Anchorman series was hilarious.
Anchorman movie was hilarious. There was Old School. That was hilarious. And if you have a couple drinks, watch Elf. It's pretty funny. WSAU, we'll be right back.
This holiday, as not to offend the pagans, the atheists, the Buddhists, or anyone else that might get their collective panties in a bunch over the word Christmas, Multicultural Records presents a politically correct Christmas, holiday, with songs like this.
Oh, holiday tree, oh, holiday tree, with your eco-friendly artificial branches.
Joy to the world, a higher power may or may not have come.
I'll be home for winter solstice.
Now everyone can sing along and not feel excluded with a politically correct holiday.
I'm dreaming of a racially diverse holiday.
season.
Frosty the Snow Person looks white, but his or her dad is Latino.
Plus many more on A Politically Correct Holiday, only from Multicultural Records.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.